Thank you and good morning. CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 101 near Dyerville on Thursday morning. The driver was headed northbound in a tractor trailer when the vehicle drifted to the east, left the roadway, and tumbled down an embankment. The driver suffered fatal injuries in the crash, and the truck spilled diesel fuel and burst into flames. Fire personnel responded and extinguished the fire, while Caltrans and the National Response Center arrived to help clean up the fuel. The coroner's office and the Garberville CHP are working to identify the driver. The cause of the collision remains unclear. The Arcata City Council voted unanimously on Thursday to approve a repayment plan to the state for its former redevelopment agency. The plan, which still needs the approval of the State Department of Finance, will cover 10 years. The city has $2.5 million on hand from the former agency, which will comprise the initial payments. Subsequent payments will be made using revenue from the sale of Sandpiper Homes, and after the first 4 years, the city will pay $300,000 per year with early payment options available if city revenues increase. Council members and Mayor Shane Brinton also pointed out that the city's general fund will not be affected in the plan and that city services will not be affected as well. The California Highway Patrol and the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office are investigating the deaths of two Fort Bragg boys who died as a result of injuries suffered during an ATV accident on private land this week. The two boys, ages 6 and 8, were riding the ATV when they hit an embankment and were thrown off, suffering fatal injuries. Also, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Springfield, Oregon man this week, a man wanted for murder. Springfield detectives requested the assistance of Mendocino law enforcement after learning that Sean Kelly was staying at a residence in Willis. Kelly was contacted at the residence and taken into custody and awaits extradition back to Oregon. Traffic fatalities along Humboldt County highways are most often the result of people driving too fast, driving distracted, or driving while under the influence, or a combination of all three. The California Highway Patrol is responsible for policing the roadways, but their resources are spread thin. Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager explained how the CHP must borrow resources in order to provide adequate coverage.
We're pretty short-staffed right now, so we're kind of robbing one of our areas and put a unit out there and try to work. And we try to look and when the fatals are happening or when our accident picture's happening. And, you know, right now we're band-aiding and doing the best we can.
Yeager went on to describe one measure the CHP is taking to acquire extra funding.
We have just applied for a speed and a DUI grant, and hopefully we get that grant, and that would help us with supplementing our patrol with overtime and getting officers out there on their days off and working it and kind of help us out with our staffing, because with our normal staffing, it's hard to do.
Yeager also commented that the best way to cut down on traffic fatalities is to educate drivers about the importance of sober, cautious driving. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are many issues that rural counties face that urban areas do not have to deal with. As the advances in digital technology continue, getting rural communities connected to the fiber optic cables that allow for secure, reliable access to the internet and its related programs and applications is another hurdle that must be jumped. Supervisor Mark Lovelace has focused on getting redundant fiber optic cables into the county, and now the next step is getting even the most remote locations online, and that will take public-private cooperation.
The public money looks for where there's an interest by the private sector in providing something we need, but it doesn't quite pan out, and so the public money can come in and say, okay, we'll help you get this built, but it's also going to require that you provide service to everybody along the way.
With redundant broadband in place, Humboldt County is well-suited to expand service.
We have redundancy. We've got hard fiber to the Humboldt Bay Area. And so we're ahead of the game in that regard, and we're starting to close some gaps in other places. But we do still have a lot of, you know, very rural areas, so we have to continue to do what we can to get everybody connected, because that really is the baseline for technology these days.
The county is prepared to help fund an expansion of service to remote areas as a way to increase connectivity to every resident who desires that connection. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.